from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on a Monday, Fesco and Dusty with Mac Murray, our executive producer, who was busy dissecting preseason football.
Oh, he was all over it. Yeah.
You know it, man. Oh, man.
Drake May.
Diving down, getting those fantasy numbers ready for you. Getting all that information. I mean, the Niners and the Raiders tied 24-24. How did you miss that? Wow.
How did you miss that?
Over 48. Got the game on right now from last night. It's 10-6 with those putrid Commanders jerseys.
They're just terrible. The whole thing, the name is terrible. The uniform is terrible. The stadium is terrible.
Arugula.
God, they are gross. Hey, did you have a good birthday yesterday, Mac?
I did.
Mother take you out for a slice of cake?
Or went to Applebee's, man.
Oh, very good.
Love that. Like big Applebee's.
Did you get the riblet chicken finger basket? By the way, happy belated. I'm sorry I didn't text
no worries,
you.
I totally
forgot what day it was yesterday. It was Sunday.
Appreciate it, guys. Yeah, great show.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to you now.
He hates us.
He probably does, but if it's during the week, we would have played like a happy birthday song or something for you.
913-586-7965. That's the number. Call up and wish Mac a happy belated birthday.
That's right. You can do that. Yes.
We need to get phone calls. The boss says play the hits and get phone calls.
Uh-huh.
913-586-7965. Call up and wish Mac a happy birthday. It's Monday. Fesco's already pissed that it's Monday.
I'm excited that it's Monday.
Monday's golf day.
Yeah, 101 degrees. Going to be fun for you out there today. Oh, my God. They already canceled practice at the high schools
that
and whatnot this week, which is smart. You know, it's smart.
I'm an adult, so I'm making my own decisions.
Yeah. Make sure you hydrate. Yeah. Get plenty of water in your system and Gatorade or whatever you want to drink.
Right here. We're good.
Not a booze day, I'll tell you that. Like, you go out there and you sweat it out, and oh, my God, dead on the course. What happened to him? 17 beers later, it was 101 degrees, you know. But make sure you hydrate. Yeah, it's supposed to be miserably hot. I guess today and tomorrow, then it's supposed to break, and, like, next week for the Chiefs home opener, it's supposed to be, like, high of 75. Like, fall is maybe in the air, but you know sometime in September it'll get back up to 100 again. It happens all the time. So. Yep.
And then when it's negative 10, we'll all be wishing
we'll all be complaining, yes. Do you realize it was, like, 110 degrees? Difference yesterday than it was, back in August. So here we go.
Go ahead, Aussie. Tell Mac happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mac. How you doing?
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it, man.
Aussie. Yeah.
Oh, Aussie. Thank
now
you.
He's, now he doesn't wish you happy birthday.
Yeah. There it is. Taking it back.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Welcome. Have a good one. Cheers.
See, how can you not like an Australian accent for your birthday?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
It's very good.
It's very special.
Yeah, so happy birthday to you. Again, you and mother went to Applebee's, you did?
Riblets? It's my third time going to Applebee's, my birthday.
Did you get the Oreo shake on a date night?
We went to Andy's after for some custard.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was great.
Nice. Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Did you get a Brutus at Applebee's? I mean, what else did you get at the bees?
I got the, what's the honey pepper chicken tenders over the Alfredo pasta?
Like you,
so good,
you
man.
Seriously went to Applebee's?
Yes, dude, yes.
I have no shame.
Yeah,
good for
it,
you.
Bro.
Dude.
All right.
What mom
eating
get?
Good in the neighborhood?
Yeah, mom got the whiskey bacon burger.
Let's go.
Hold the bacon burger. Yeah. Just give me the whiskey.
Exactly.
I can't believe I'm taking my grown son to Applebee's for his birthday.
Hell yeah, dude.
Love it, bro. Probably. In college, too. My college buddy's like, really, bro? Applebee's? I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, Applebee's. Like, all these places you could go. Like, 25 years ago in Kansas City, you didn't have much of an option. We got great restaurants now, right?
I'd love it if my son went to Applebee's. That's a cheap dinner, man. I got to worry about
it
that.
It is, Now, I'll say the order at Chili's, I think you can get, like, a burger, fries, an appetizer, dessert for, like, $10.99. Like, that's the way to go.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to go. I haven't been to Chili's, though, since around the pandemic time. It's been a while.
Eating good in the neighborhood. There's still a mattress eastbound 70 at Green Valley.
Go get it.
It's leaning against the barrier, so that's a bend in it. Mm-hmm. So there's a bend in it. It's basically one of those adjustable beds now. Come on and get it before it's gone. That's from Zach.
Way to go, Zach. Pick that thing up. Bring it in here to Mac for his birthday.
Yeah, I'll need a bed for the new place.
Speaking of Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood. The Chiefs have been eating good in the neighborhood of the AFC West for quite some time. And we have our Sunday countdown as we are down to 1 week from this week. And we will start playing meaningful football again when Bob and I can dissect games.
I almost texted you guys last night. What am I supposed to be watching again in this Commanders game?
I was already asleep. Down to one. Top player for the Kansas City Chiefs that is the most important to this year's Super Bowl run. Here's the catch. It can't be named Mahomes, Kelsey, or Chris Jones. So text line, you can get involved too. 913-586-7965. Who is the most important member of this team for a three-peat not named Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelsey, or Chris Jones?
All right. I'm going to give mine last because I think you guys are going to absolutely hate my answer.
More than likely. My most important player for this year's three-peat is Trent McDuffie. This defense is not new. It's not different, but it's experienced a little bit more than it was when all these guys that got drafted and were put on this team. And I talk about Leo Chenal, Brian Cook, Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis, all those guys and win that same draft pick. Karlaftis obviously is a leader on the defensive line. He's progressed massively when it comes to his production from 7.5 sacks to 10.5 sacks, could have anywhere from 10.5 to 14 sacks. I truly believe that this year. Trent McDuffie is my most important player on this year's team because of what the league is.
Yeah, it's a passing league.
There's no more L'Jarius Sneed. Now he's quarterback number one. You need somebody to kind of be that leader moving forward. I know Justin Reed people would probably consider to be the leader of this team, or maybe it's Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton hasn't been really the most healthiest person. He's still waiting a contract. We don't know what's going to go on with that. Trent McDuffie screams to me alpha dog on this defense. I know he's not a guy that gets a lot of picks or is flashy like the guy in Dallas who's going to miss a couple of weeks, or you know, maybe like Sauce
Gardner. Deron Bland out 6 to 8 weeks.
But the thing that's interesting to me about Trent McDuffie is like this is where you can look at yourself and be like, you know what? I want to be the cornerstone of this defense. No pun intended. I want to be the new voice and the leader of this defense. I've always been cool, calm, and collected. And this is year three. And in the NFL, if you're in year three, boy, are you an experienced veteran. He has the skill set. He's the guy. He's going to get the matchups. And I can't wait to see Trent McDuffie be that guy like L'Jarius Sneed was last year, where he's knocking the ball out of Zay Flowers' hands or not allowing touchdowns or not doing that. And all of a sudden, everybody on the NFL networks or the big letter networks are like, man, Trent McDuffie might be the best corner in football. Thank you. Hey, Don. It's been that way for about 2 years. So my most important player to this year's three-peat is Trent McDuffie. Mac?
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, you said him not getting a lot of picks. Zero NFL interceptions. Yeah. I think that will be broken this year.
I don't think it will because they're not going to throw to his side. He's not going to have the opportunity to get interceptions. Like, that's, again, one of those statistical anomalies that the nerds look at. Go, he doesn't have any interceptions. He must not be any good. Or they're not throwing his way.
Exactly. Tight windows, passes defended. Yeah, he's a monster. But the way he's going to have balls not thrown his way, the way he's going to have elite coverage is if we make quarterbacks get the ball out with that pass rush. My guy, you alluded to him earlier, Dusty. Give me furious George Karlaftis. We know he's not going to be getting double teamed. Well, because they don't have the offensive lineman to do that. They're going to have two guys on 95 every time. That's going to give Karlaftis the big opportunities. Well, he had his first year. It was great. He had his second year last year. It was even better. You mentioned it, 10.5 sacks. I'm looking to keep on this
Nobody's
train,
Nobody's mentioning that. Nobody realized that guy crazy, had double-digit sacks, and there's only a handful of guys each year in the league that have that double-digit sacks.
Less than there are teams, there are players that get double-digit sacks. Karlaftis was on that elite list. I think he will continue that progression. And you mentioned, if he can get in that teens range, then all of a sudden you've got 23, 24 sacks between two players, and you're forgetting the Dannys, you're forgetting the Nottis, you're forgetting those, maybe FAU has a year, a Minnehue comes back ready to go. Yeah, give me Karlaftis.
Yeah, the top player for me has two names, a first and a last. Mm-hmm. His name, Harrison Butker. That guy is a weapon that nobody wants to talk about. That guy is a weapon that is as good as we've ever seen in the history of the National Football League. He is the difference maker. Think about all of these games in the postseason, Super Bowls, title games, AFC divisional games down 13 seconds. Think about that leg for Harrison Butker and how reliable that is and how much easier it makes the job for this offense late in the game when you only need a field goal or you only need a quick chip shot or maybe you need a game-winning field goal from 55 yards out. To trot Harrison Butker out onto that field as opposed to anybody else in the league right now, and maybe ever. You know, I'm not willing to say and ready to say he's the greatest kicker of all time quite yet, but he's making a case for it. I think if you give your top 5 to 10 kickers in NFL history, Harrison Butker's on that list. And to have that weapon, to have the ability to not have to worry about what's going to happen when your kicker trots out onto the field is anxiety that 76,000 fans don't have to worry about, 53 players don't have to worry about, nobody has to worry about, because you know Harrison Butker is going to come on the field and kick that thing through the uprights. And so to have a guy like that be as reliable as he is, that's a guy that I think right now the season comes down to. If you have a horse's ass at kicker, there is no chance that he's going to win a game for you. You know when Harrison trots out there, you've got this thing in the bag.
Love it.
Yeah, I'll probably bring his name up a little bit later and kind of the same realm, but we'll get to that a little bit later as we are 1 week away from the opening night of the NFL season, which again is going to be the Baltimore Ravens versus the Kansas City Chiefs from the 316. Bob and I agree. From the 816, Drew Tranquil or Jamari Connor?
Ooh.
Tranquil would be an interesting one.
Yeah, I like that answer.
Why do you like the answer of Drew Tranquil?
Because he could really fill that leadership role, and if he does a really good job this year, then you don't really have to worry about signing Nick Bolton in the future.
That's a good point.
And I think he's our best linebacker when it comes to both pass and run coverage. I think he's our best all-around.
And to give it a baseball analogy, he's or a comparison, he's like your Mr. Utility. He could play the outside, play the inside. Yeah. He's got, you know,
exactly
enough brass to be a red ass. And he's also got enough, you know, energy to get that outside, be a run stopper, be a, you know, just a good, solid linebacker. Rookie left tacker, Sua Mataia, is important because he's protecting Patrick Mahomes. Blindside. We saw with the Super Bowl loss, if Patrick Mahomes is not protected, we lose. Micah in Denver.
Yeah, that was the entire offensive line in that Super Bowl. I don't buy that Patrick Mahomes is a blindside because he's constantly moving. Like, it just, you got to be strong on both sides of that offensive line for Patrick Mahomes, or not, because he can avoid the pressure. But like the whole old school blindside left tackle thing, like those are gone, I think, those days. I don't think you see that much anymore.
A made up story, according to the blindside actual story.
So. I mean, he's still talking about this, isn't he? Like, what?
For sure. For sure. Yep. It's
it was a nice movie. Move on.
Sandra Bullock looked really good in that movie, too.
Yeah.
She's always looked good.
She's always looked good, yeah.
Would you take Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side or Sandra Bullock in Speed?
Blind Side.
Agree to disagree. Wildcat. But no, down to 1 week, you said Harrison Butker. Max says George Karlaftis. I say Trent McDuffie. Interesting. No offensive players. The text line kind of ran away with Rashee Rice. As we go to you, 913-586-7965, the most important Chief that is not named Mahomes, Kelsey, or Chris Jones to be a successful run. We go to, is it Cheeto? All right, Cheeto, crunchy or puffed?
Gotta be Flamin' Hot, whichever one it is.
Yeah, I like those Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Didn't you get all that stuff all over your fingers?
Yeah, that's why you lick it off and start your day. But what's your most important Chief for this year's three-peat, not named Mahomes, Kelsey, or Jones?
It has to be Sua Mataia because his blind side is going to be a rookie that every defense is going to go after. And if you think about the history of his left tackles, Eric Fisher was the last really okay one that we've had.
Fisher was much better than okay. That guy was really good and got off to a bad start his rookie year, and nobody gave him an opportunity to kind of get back. Eric Fisher was a star on this team.
I love Eric Fisher because when we got him, it was a first-round pick, the first round pick that I ever saw in my life, and it happened to be him, and he stayed with us for so long. I love the dude. But as far as our quality afterwards, it's never been anything up to par with his, nor was it a really serviceable option for us. This is a chance for us to not only solidify that position, but if he's a rookie and goes through the three-peat with us for his rookie year, I think that says nothing but greatness is to come in his future, and I'll listen up there after this.
Appreciate the phone call, Cheeto. The fiery hot Cheetos, always a solid option. Really good on a turkey sandwich with cheddar cheese.
Do you ever dip Cheetos in anything? I don't think you need to dip them because the flavor's on the chip.
Cottage cheese. Back in the day when we would around
you can see Mac and I's face right now. We both wanted to vomit.
Cottage cheese,
love
bro.
Love it, dude. Brioche.
Seriously.
Put it on a brioche bun.
Oh, God. Would you take a brioche bun and just put cottage cheese on it and eat it?
Oh, yeah. Why
not? Oh, God.
It's a healthy snack.
Hy-V has like Hawaiian hamburger rolls that they make, and they're freaking outstanding. And I put peanut butter on one of those on Saturday. Ooh. It was good.
I would do that all day.
Yeah, absolutely. But not cottage cheese.
Love it. Doritos nacho cheese chips dipped in cottage cheese. They even have a commercial. They stole my idea. But no, that was the 1 week countdown until we're there. Speaking of a three-peat, and according to DraftKings Sportsbooks, no surprise here, there are 10 teams that have been the most bet teams by handle to win the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs, no surprise, lead that list at plus 500. To win the Super Bowl is plus 500.
Yep.
Like, literally.
18% of the bets coming in for the Super Bowl this year are on the Chiefs.
Which is insane because...
It's almost 20% of the money, right?
Crazy. And the thing that's crazy to me is, like, I go back to betting on golf, and it got to a point where Scottie Scheffler, on a Wednesday, before a tournament started, was, like, plus 280 to win a tournament. That's insane. Because, like, literally... Before a four-round tournament starts, he's like plus 280, where normally it'd be like plus 1,000, plus 1,200 for a guy to actually outright
win. I was just saying, that's not great odds, plus 280, terrible odds,
right? That's just how great he was and how determined Vegas was that he was going to be the favorite to win. Yeah. It got down from like plus 1,000 or plus 850 to plus like 280 for a major tournament. Chiefs plus 500, the next closest team, that's why it's insane to me, the next closest team's odds to win the Super Bowl outright are the Lions at plus 1,200.
Well, they have 11% of the states betting on them, right? Like, so 20% of America is on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. The correct. Next highest is 11%.
I'm sorry, the next the highest would be the percentage-wise. Yeah. But the next best odds would be the Niners at plus 600.
Well, actually, the 49ers are plus 6.
Yeah, but only 6%.
And the Ravens are plus 1,000. But like, America's not betting on those teams,
they're
right?
They're betting on the Chiefs, Lions, and Eagles as the top three teams to win the Super Bowl. So what they're basically saying to you is that the Chiefs are probably going to represent the AFC, but if there's any team they think could beat them, it's the Lions or the Eagles.
Right. That's exactly what they're saying.
Challenge accepted.
They're looking at like the 49ers at plus 600, and they're like, nah, that's not really good odds. I'm not going to bet the 49ers. Or they're looking at the Ravens at plus 1,000, and they're like, nah, it's not really great odds. I'm not going to bet the Ravens because they still have to go through the Chiefs. But even at plus 500, like, you're still going to win some money on Kansas City, right? Like plus 500, you'd like it to be more. You'd like it to be like plus 1,700, right? And throw your cash down on that. But at plus 500, you can still win some cash on the Chiefs if you want to take that safe bet. But you know, it's gambling. A lot of people don't like to take the safe bet in gambling, and so where are you going to get the best odds and have the best opportunity? Probably the Lions coming out of the NFC is probably where you're going to put your money. And I don't want to call it a long shot, but like, San Francisco's not going to give you a great ROI. And they're not guaranteed because of all the contract disputes that they have going on right now, right? Their left tackle's got a contract dispute. Their wide receiver's got a contract dispute. Before you know it, the quarterback's going to have a contract dispute. So all that's going on in San Francisco. They're at plus 600. Why not bet the Lions at plus 1,200? If you're going to bet $20 on somebody to win the Super Bowl, the Lions give you a better return on investment than San Francisco does, and there's no guarantees that San Francisco's going back to the Super Bowl just because they were there last year and because they have basically the same team coming back. So I like the Lions odds in this one at plus 1,200. If you're looking for that non-Chiefs bet, I think the Lions are pretty good at plus 1,200.
I really like the Texans at plus 1,600, which is 6% of the handle of people, just because, like, the only question is, like, can you beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? Which is hilarious.
Are the Eagles, like, why are people betting heavily on the Eagles this year? Why are they the third most bet team to win the Super Bowl this year? What am I missing on that one? I mean, did I sleep during the offseason? You got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, people love Saquon Barkley.
But you're still dealing with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and whether or not they can get along. Yeah. You're still dealing with a team that looked exhausted and wiped out. Jason Kelce is or isn't part of the team still. I don't know. But you've got a situation in Philadelphia where they fizzled at the end of last season and their coach was a whisker away from being fired. Yet it seems like everybody loves Philadelphia going into this season. I'm trying to figure out, like, what did I miss?
They didn't
during
they didn't
the
fizzle.
Off-season.
They were 1-7. They
yeah,
was
yeah. They I mean they were done.
They were
you know?
Trash.
Like I mean they didn't even show up to the playoff game.
Speaking of something you might have missed this weekend, our guy that gives us unlimited content nonstop throughout the year. We haven't even played a damn regular season game.
I know this is
and John Harbaugh. And Jim Harbaugh, which is the two guys that are relevant in your lives if you're Kansas City. You play one brother opening night, you play one brother twice, and the other brother, Jim, can't seem to just stop being weird as over the weekend, there were 11 or 12 players that got stuck in an elevator for the Chargers.
Right.
By the way, it was hot. And
they were in Dallas, right?
And yes. Jim Harbaugh gets a little weird. You get in those situations, and it's a test of wills, Harbaugh said. I was proud of each of the guys and the two women that were on the elevator. That's a win. You feel good about yourself. You were challenged. It was a test of will, and you pull it down and pull it in, and you get out. The coach said he just missed being in the elevator that got stuck when he saw everyone, and they emerged from the rescue effort, quote, and it was hot, Harbaugh said, as each person came off the elevator sweating, and some had the shirt off. Justin Herbert, his hair was a little wet, but his shirt was completely dry. That was another thing that blew me away.
Oh, my God. He's excited that his quarterback didn't break a sweat in an elevator for 2 hours. That shows that he's tough under pressure. I mean, what other coach would turn people getting stuck into an elevator to some football metaphor?
His shirt was wet, but his hair was dry.
Just the way it feels, I mean, feels like New Year's Day, you know? Feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know? It's like you're in there and it's comfortable and it's safe, and now you're out, you're born, the lights are on, it's bright, you got chaos, people looking at you, people talking at you, and just feels good to have it happen.
That's a bit for this year's show. I mean, what's Jim going to say next?
I mean, he went on. Justin Herbert's a leader. He was a rock. Kept everybody calm, Harbaugh said, quoting the players, and everybody kept their poise. What are we doing here? You're stuck in an elevator. Nobody should keep their poise in an elevator. You're stuck.
You know what doesn't exist in four quarters of an NFL game on the field? An elevator.
An elevator, yeah. Being stuck in that. You ever get stuck in one?
No, I have a fear of them. I've seen the movie Speed.
Have you ever been stuck in an elevator, Mac?
No, thank God.
Like one of those two-level Applebee's? Maybe you got stuck going up to the second level or something like that?
I dare you to take the elevator down to the first floor today in this building, and let me know what you think about elevators.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
So it works.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen anyone use it.
I mean, working is a loosely used term here. You
what do they say? It gets the job done?
Yeah, the one in the back side of the building is broken a couple of times.
Don't do it.
You know? But this story is, I don't want to say funny, but they said the elevator broke somewhere between the 3rd and 15th floor. Oh, okay. Thank you. Like somewhere in between the 3rd and 15th floor. I've never been stuck on an elevator. I hope to never be stuck on an elevator. It sounds terrifying, man. It really does. Like I probably would lose my cool on there. What if your bowels have to move?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Then you just gotta go when you gotta go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.